Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. You know, definitely encouraging to, you know, have a good scoreless inning there and, you know, pitch in a close game and contribute to the win and, you know, made a few changes mechanically and, you know, posture stuff. So, you know, hopefully that's getting enforced and, you know, just trying to get a little more comfortable out there. You know, I made the change with my hands in my set position and brought it closer to my body, and that's starting to feel better. So hopefully just keep, you know, getting in a good spot there and just ride it and keep going.
You've been very honest over the last couple of months of what you've been dealing with. How difficult has this transition been, and how have you been able to kind of compartmentalize things to be in a good headspace?
Yeah, obviously you never want to go through that as a player, but, you know, I truly believe, you know, there's always something to learn and, you know, try to get better from that. And, you know, I think making the changes that I have helped me in the long run in my career, and, you know, it's just going to take some time now. And obviously it's hard to reinforce that, and there's only so much stuff you can do that's not game like you know, because the game is obviously itself. And so just getting back out there and getting comfortable in the game and, you know, getting my confidence back and just feeling comfortable and just going at guys and you know, just finding things that can help me and help the team win.
When I've watched you kind of walking around, it seems like you always have a ball in your hand, you always had your glove in your hand, and you're always just trying to find that comfort zone. How were you able to not overdo it, though, to know that your stuff is still good, you're still the guy that you've always been while still trying to make those little adjustments?
Yeah, just to trust it, honestly. You know, it's, I think it's easy as a human to always kind of look for more and maybe kind of doubt yourself. But, you know, I just kept telling myself every day, you know, in the midst of that struggle that, you know, it's going to be okay, and that, you know, as long as I'm healthy, you know, I have a chance. And I still feel good and feel great, and I'm just trying to go out there to refine my stuff. And, you know, you're constantly tinkering in this game, so just trying to keep that feel and, you know, just constantly try to be the best version of me I can be.
Pivoting a little bit, last week I talked to Hef about Oklahoma baseball and the small, tight-knit community that you guys have. Oklahoma's well represented in today's game with Nolan and Cade going out there. What is baseball in Oklahoma like, and how tight of a group are you guys all?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we have a great group in the offseason I work out with. You know, I see Cade a lot, and Adrian Hauser, who was here last year, and Davis Martin as well. And, you know, we have a good, solid group there. And, you know, just growing up there in Oklahoma, it was, you know, my first love. And, you know, football and baseball is always kind of the only things I've ever known, you know, being in Oklahoma. And everybody kind of knows everybody. And, you know, it seems in the baseball world, whether you're from Oklahoma or, you know, across the country, and the longer you stay in this game, it's this guy knows that person and he knows him. So it's pretty cool. And it's fun to be, you know, from Oklahoma, a smaller state.
8 games now remaining the rest of the season. For you individually, what do you want the next step to be to continue on this track?
Yeah, I think just to keep refining my stuff out there and, you know, getting comfortable in that new position and just being aggressive and trusting my stuff. You know, I think that's all it boils down to. And, you know, make the other team beat me. And, you know, I think as a pitcher, if you're attacking guys and, you know, you're going out there having a plan, then that's all you can really do. And, you know, once the ball leaves your hand, then it's no longer in your control. So I think just controlling what I can control and, you know, just going out there and trying to help the team in whatever role and inning that is.
Ryan, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Cool. You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.